Public meeting order, the only way.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to, roll call. Please say here when your name is called. Patty Burlton,
here.
Steve Jones is absent. Councilmember Halpin. Councilmember Farrell.
Here.
Councilmember Tony Norton.
Here.
Councilmember Porter.
Here.
Fire Chief Didion.
Here.
Public Works Director Weber.
Here.
Chief Chuck Spohr.
Here.
And Chris Halpin.
Okay. Roll call complete.
Yes.
Okay. Oath of office.
Okay, Karen. Heidi's already won. Raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I, Karen Tully. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm. That I am a citizen of the United States.
I am a citizen of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
The state of Washington.
That I am legally qualified.
That I'm legally qualified.
To assume the office.
To assume the office.
Of City of Raymond.
Of City of Raymond.
Council member position 3.
Council member position 3.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the state of Washington.
And the state of Washington.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
Of this office.
Of this office.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Thank you. You are now sworn in.
Okay. Now, if I could get a motion to approve the agenda and consent agenda. And approval of the minutes from the February 7th and the special meeting minutes from the February 16th council meetings.
So moved.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Did you say something, Ian?
You said aye, lady.
Oh, okay. All right.
Ready, Ian?
Aye.
Okay, motion carried. Communications?
The only communication I have is a letter that I put underneath the agenda in front of you. And it is from AWC wanting to know if any one of you are involved or want to get involved with AWC and be part of the board of directors recruitment. So if you would like to be included and be that, then you can follow the directions on this and email whoever is in charge. And go ahead and fill in the application. It is due March 27th. So, and that's all the communication that happens.
Okay. Items from the public. I'm assuming there's nothing on the clipboard.
It's
on the clipboard. And on Zoom, any public? Hearing none, we'll move on. I'd like a motion to move ordinance number 1910, amending section RMC 2.125 to a second reading.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Okay. Okay, next on the agenda is the MOU. I think we could do these together unless the council wants to do them separately. These are both the MOUs from Local 367R and the Teamsters Local 252 regarding the $6 hazard pay. This was something that was brought up when we originally passed the resolution. This is just the unions acknowledging that this is a one-time offer by the city of payment, and it does not affect future negotiations and their pay or any pay scales. So
I make a motion that we approve MOU Local 367R and MOU Teamsters Local Number 252.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Madam Mayor, which two unions are these? I couldn't tell. I'm not familiar enough with the numbers.
No problem. That's Public Works and Police Department.
Thank you.
Teamsters is the five police, and the other is Public Works.
Okay.
Anything else? Anybody? Okay. Hearing none. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Okay.
No.
Ian, was that you? A no. Okay.
It was me as a no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chris came to life on this thing. Oh, no, that's
I just went ahead and unmuted him so he would come to life. Because he wasn't doing it on his own.
Okay. So as was brought up in a couple meetings ago, there was some discussion about council committees. It is in the city code that there are committees. There are actually four committees, one being a special committees as needed. So we have a finance committee, which we already have people on the finance committee. There's a public health and safety committee, and there's a public works and community development committee. And if you looked in your packet, you will see what those committees consist of, what the expectations are, or what they would do if needed. I think it's important to understand that the committees are not always something that you might meet every month or even every 2 months, but the committees do serve a purpose. The finance committee especially, I think, is probably more active, especially around budget time. But there are times when those committees do provide a benefit, especially if, you know, Public Works has, say they want to make a big purchase or they have some special project they would like to do. And, you know, the Public Works Committee can meet, you know, talk about it, whatever, the good, the bad, the in-between, and then that committee could bring their recommendation to the whole council with a full explanation, maybe of more details, because they have spent and had the ability to spend more time discussing it with Public Works. So those are some of the things that the committees can do on an as-needed basis. So it certainly doesn't matter to me as the mayor if you want to have these committees or not. If you want to activate these committees, and we can certainly appoint people tonight if you're interested, or we can just let it be. But it was brought to my attention, and so here it is. So is anybody interested in participating in the committees? Finance committee is full, but it would be a public health and safety committee and a public works and community development committee.
I think you expressed interest in the public works, correct?
Yeah, and community development, yes.
Okay.
I too would like to be on that thing.
Okay, and anybody, Ian or Chris? Oh, Chris is on our finance committee. Ian, are you interested in either of those committees?
I certainly have good experience for the health and safety one and would be happy to be on that. I think if Chris is able to say he wants to be on one, that's great. And also Steve's not here. Steve may want to be on the public works one, so I wouldn't want to fill that up without checking with him. But the other one, I'd be happy to.
Okay. And then I will check with Steve. And Heidi, do you have an interest in, are you on the finance?
I'm on the finance one.
Okay.
I mean, I could double duty, but
yeah,
I'm happy to, but
I was on the public works one previously, and I think we had one thing where we bought a backhoe one time in 6 years or something.
And I would see probably in the future or something like that. They probably
need for like before budget or something big, because we're coming up with some bigger equipment that needs to be replaced or thought about. So.
Okay, so I'll just question mark Steve and I'll send him an email and see, and I'll peruse the council and see who else wants to maybe put in the other committee on the committee with you. So I appreciate the council's willingness to sit on the committees, because there are times when they do come in handy and can be very useful. So thank you. Any further discussion on the committees?
Well, thanks for setting that up and looking into it.
And the next is the community center kitchen lease. And as you noticed, it is not in your packet. I did ask Gretchen to put it back on, to leave it on the agenda, because it was tabled from the last meeting. And I'm going to request that the council table it to the next meeting. And the reason being is I made a couple of attempts to meet with her. She's been ill of health and not been able to meet with me. And then when she was better, I was not able to meet with her. So she's definitely, it's not due to lack of trying. We both tried. But when she was better and her business opened back up, I couldn't expect her to try to work around her business and meet with me. So I told her that I would ask the council to table it for 2 weeks, and then we would meet with them the next 2 weeks. So we've had it ready for the next meeting.
I move that we table the community center kitchen lease until our next meeting on
March 7th.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Yeah, the only thing, I completely support this. I want to make sure if it doesn't get resolved at the next meeting, the first March meeting, I think we need to look at extending the extension another month, so that there's not this issue of we only meet every 2 weeks and, you know, they've got 4 days with their lease expired or something.
Okay. And I'm not going to promise, because I don't want to break a promise, but I feel confident that we'll have a good lease to present to the council at the next meeting.
Okay.
That answered my question.
Because it's March 31st, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Department head report.
Do we need to vote on that?
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Heidi and Karen, so we need okay. Discussion.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
All right, is that an aye, a yes, or an aye, no?
Aye, yes.
Okay, thank you.
It's delaying it for some reason today.
I know,
that's
right.
Sorry.
So. Okay, motion carried. So next, now we can go to department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Binion.
I watch it for you.
Okay. All right. That's it?
That's
not anything. Police Chief Chuck Sport.
I appreciate Corporal Risto standing by with us tonight. Other than that, I don't have anything to.
Okay. Public Works Director Eric White.
Just a couple things. You've seen the memo for the manufactured home. I was curious if anybody had any questions or comments or concerns about that.
I thought it was clear.
Yeah. And I guess what I'm going to look now for from the council is if the council is confident or secure with the decision that we stay with our code that we have, then I would like the council, I don't need a motion, but I just like to know, gosh, what do I want to know?
My opinion is that we should leave it as is.
And I guess I need the council to direct me to go ahead and write a letter to Lynn Hatfield, whatever her last name is. What is it?
Winger.
And advise her that her plan does not fit the city's code, and that we won't be looking to make any adjustments to the city code.
So do we need a motion for you to do that?
I don't think so. As long as that, as the council as a whole, is that how the council feels?
I agree.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, besides density and the way the city looks, there's fire code issues, there's fire, I don't know, something that old isn't up to fire code, it's not up to electrical code. There's all manner of reasons why our current zoning and our current building requirements make complete sense, and I don't see any reason to change them.
Okay, that's really, I guess I'm just looking to make sure that the council as a whole is confident that we move forward as is. So, and if that, you know, unless somebody has a real burning issue with that, then I would like to hear it. So, okay, I'm not hearing that. So I will go ahead and write a letter to Lynn at those signings and take care of that. Thank you. Next, Gary.
Just a little update. Just not much of an update, but the Willow Bus Center is still moving, even though it doesn't seem like it's moving. They're tentatively scheduled to start driving pylon, so they are moving ahead. So just wanted to fill you guys in on that. That's all I have. Unless we have any questions.
I'll wait until council comments. So I have something to say.
Okay, Clerk Treasurer Gretchen Sagan.
Just wanted to say that my last day at the City of Raymond is March 11th, and my due job starts on the 14th. I will come to the meeting. I mean, if need be, I'm going to do what I can to not have a lapse of time. Like, I will try my hardest to do both jobs until we get someone on the team. We did get a couple of good applicants in this last week, and it was a hard decision for me to make after 24 years, almost 23 years of being here. But change is good sometimes, and I hate to leave, and I'm not leaving because Raymond had treated me that poorly at all. It was a self-motivated thing that it offered me, and I cannot refuse a good thing like that. And unfortunately, I will be here to help the new person. And I thank you, everything, for the great years. I have a lot of memories, a lot of experience, and seven mayors. It's been great. And there's no doubt Raymond is headed in a great direction. When I started, I had $17,000 in current expense. Now it is 2.7. And we had a $1 million in our overall. That's all we had. And now we have over 6 million. So in the last 5 years, we have really grown. And I can't take all the credit. My department heads and I work together as a team, and we have maneuvered and managed to steer the city in the right direction. And they will continue to do that. There's no doubt in my mind. Thank you. And I can't thank Gretchen enough. She's been amazingly helpful the last almost 2 months, and I'm going to miss her terribly. But I also told her that, you know, life's too short. Don't ever have any regrets. Don't ever look back and say, I wonder what could have been. So do it. Don't ever look back. So. So, her job closes on the 5th. Interviews will be on the 9th. So there's just no way to get somebody in and train before she leaves, but she has graciously offered to make sure that happens. So we're very fortunate and thankful for that. She's not moving to North Dakota or something. So, all right. Mayor's comments. I have a couple of things. The SWRTPO, which stands for the Southwest Regional Transportation Planning Organization, they meet once a month. It's inclusive of five counties: Cowlitz, Grace Harbor, Lewis, Pacific, and Wapiacum counties. They discuss transportation issues, concerns, projects,
pending projects, projects they'd like to see. And I was wondering if somebody on the council would be interested in attending those meetings. They are during the day. They are by Zoom right now, by Zoom, and I think that they'll probably continue by Zoom because it's a lot of travel for those some of those counties, and I was just wondering if someone on the council would like to participate in it. It does have a lot of really good information, but I tell you, I'm knee deep in meetings right now, and if I could get rid of one, I'd be tickled. So.
I'm familiar with that. If no one else wants to apply or volunteer, okay. I'd be willing to.
Okay. All right. I will see that you're on their mailing list, email list, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. And last on my list is the theater. I had a long talk with Jeff at the theater, and basically I told Jeff that I wanted to see the theater to get up and going. I was tired of it sitting empty and not doing anything. So his concern was the MOU with the port and holding off to see what the port would do. And I told him that to not worry about the MOU, just move forward with the theater and let me deal with the MOU, basically is what I told him. And that I also asked Eric to start getting the other apartment building redone. So that has started or is going to be starting very soon. So I went and I had another talk with Jeff probably 2 or 3 weeks after that. And he said, you know, I had a group of investors come to me. They're people that I know, people that I've dealt with. They're not from around here. They do have the money to invest, and they're interested in investing in the theater. But they're not willing to do it as long as there's an MOU with the port, that potentially they could invest and then the port could take it away. And I said, okay. And he showed me some of the ideas that they have. It's based a lot on some theaters, older historic theaters in other cities. And so I went to the port and I talked to Jim Stace and said, you know, we'd like to at least explore some options. The city would like to at least explore these options. And he said the port never really had any interest in it. They just really wanted to make sure that it didn't die. So we would be more than happy to step aside from the MOU, let the city explore their options, and we would be willing to work with the city to help whatever or whoever that is pursue whatever they're trying to pursue. So I would just tonight, if that sounds like something that council would be willing to see come to fruition or at least see what could happen, because the MOU was a motion was through the council, the court would like a letter from me saying that we want to step aside from the MOU. So I would request a motion. If it's okay with the council, I'd like a motion from the council allowing me to draft a letter to the court saying that we're going to step aside and move forward. But the city will move forward with our own plans with the theater.
Mayor, this is Chris.
Yes.
What's the current expiration date on the one we have?
Well, I thought it was March. It is March 31st. March 31st.
Okay. Okay. I support what you're doing, Dee. I think full bore ahead. Go for it.
Okay. I got the email today that they asked me to, that the court commissioners wanted a letter from me. So I got that today. So and I thought it expired in March, but I think maybe they're anxious to get out, but I don't know. But anyway, any more comments? Yes.
When you say investors, what are we saying? They want to buy the place?
No.
they'd like to lease it.
Okay. So separate is, so the restaurant is not in consideration for the lease of the theater then, right?
There is a consideration only if things don't work out with what's going on now. But that would be a consideration if not. But it's all being taken into consideration. They want what's there for sure. But if something happens and Connie can't or doesn't, then they've taken that into consideration as well.
So the MOU is for the port to find someone to lease the space. I don't entirely understand why this group can't talk with the port to do exactly what the port is supposed to be doing as part of this MOU. But whether they talk directly to us or to the port, I really want to make sure this deal would get, you know, gone over with an extremely fine-toothed comb to understand exactly what they're proposing and what their actual plans are and who would be operating it and things like that, because I think there's a lot to lose there and potentially not a whole lot to gain.
None of this would happen without full council involvement. Nothing.
And I wasn't saying it would. I'm just saying in our involvement, I think we are going to need to look at it with a lot of detail and a lot of scrutiny.
Yes.
So you need a motion.
Mm-hmm. I move that we have the mayor send a letter to the port. Asking us to step aside from the MOU.
Second?
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah, this is Ian, no.
Okay. Motion carried. Okay. Thank you. And that is all I have. So, council comments.
It's not really a comment, but Eric, hey, the parking lots down by the theater and stuff, I know at least semi-annually or occasionally they get restriped and such. Is it possible, and I asked about this like a year or two ago, I think it just gets forgotten because it's not as big of a parking lot, but that other parking lot also gets used by a large amount of people that use go kayaking and such. And there used to be some handicap spots there. There used to be some designated parking, and they need to be striped. We try to add that to the list. I have lots of concerns, but I'm there all the time. Because my parents' house is right there. And people park wherever they want to park. And it actually becomes kind of a mess. During festival, it was a little bit of hectic stuff down there.
We'll definitely put that on our list.
Okay. Any additional council comments?
Yeah, who's going to be part of the interview committee for the clerk treasurer position?
Right now, I haven't fully filled that, but Mayor Strupp and Chris Halpin are the two that I have on the committee at this time.
How many do you intend to have?
Five. Well, myself. So there's three. There'll be two more.
Okay. I am. If you need somebody, I'm more than willing to.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
I have a comment. I want to thank Richard for all of her service in the 4 years that I've served as mayor. Made my life a lot more comfortable. Thank you.
Any other council comments tonight?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Meeting adjourned. Thank you guys for coming. Welcome.